John McPhee has written about landscapes from Alaska to the New Jersey Pine Barrens, but in his new book, McPhee Goes to Sea with the U.S. Merchant Marine. They're not a branch of the military, but an enterprise of competing companies sailing under the American flag, an enterprise that is now struggling to stay vital. Critic Maureen Corrigan has a review of Looking for a Ship.
The first song I ever remember singing was, "We're going to sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea." My father taught it to me. He was in the Merchant Marine before World War II, and then the Navy. I grew up hearing about the great sea battles of Leyte Gulf and Midway, and about how he just missed being blown to smithereens on Merchant Marine tankers sailing between Philadelphia and Galveston. People often don't believe me when I pass on these war stories about German U-boats attacking merchant ships all along the eastern seaboard. But now I have John McPhee's new book to back me up. In Looking for a Ship, McPhee quotes one old salt who recalls that, "In New York Harbor, the Germans were waiting for you at the sea buoy. The front was at the sea buoy." During World War II, the percentage of deaths in the Merchant Marine was higher than in the Army or Navy. Something like 800 ships went down and over 6,000 sailors died. Yet most people, then and now, have never understood what the Merchant Marine is or does. Looking for a Ship isn't a history of the Merchant Marine, although it's filled with background information. Instead, it's a hypnotic account of McPhee's voyage aboard one of the last American merchant ships, the SS Stella Likes. McPhee teams up with Andy Chase, a 32-year-old second mate who's looking for a ship that needs a licensed hand. Chase has been out of work for 10.5 months. When he finds a vacancy, he has to gamble that his seniority will boost him ahead of other unemployed sailors. Chase and McPhee get lucky. The Stella Likes takes them on a 42-day dream run through the Panama Canal and down the Pacific coast of South America. They sail beside the snowy Andes, and on clear nights, the purple planet of Venus lights a path on the water. They see rainbows round the moon. They stop at romantic-sounding ports, Cartagena, Balboa, just long enough to transfer their unromantic freight, 18,000 pounds of cellophane, over 1 million pounds of coffee, and 6,480 toilet pedestals. The average age of the skeleton crew of the Stella Likes is 51, yet these sailors work 18-hour days and defend their ship against modern pirates and violent ocean storms. McPhee praises them as a special breed of men who don't fit in, and that description especially fits their captain. Paul McHenry Washburn is like a character out of a boy's adventure novel. Washburn, a descendant of Chief Justice John Marshall, ran away from home to join the circus and then the Merchant Marine. He's a contented loner who reads biographies of Columbus and prefers talking to his ship instead of to other people. McPhee ends his book with a picture of the Stella Likes and the Merchant Marine dead in the water. No new American merchant ships are being built, and the jobs are so scarce that officers now work as deckhands. Looking for a Ship is intended as a sea dirge for the Merchant Marine. But somehow, McPhee's sad, spellbinding story about this ghost navy with its strange cargo makes me want to ship out tomorrow.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed John McPhee's new book, Looking for a Ship.